Roger Grossman, Andy Maness, Austin Elder with you here at Fisher Field on opening night, 2024. 12 minutes of football in the books. Each team has a touchdown, but each team did it completely oppositely. Warsaw, 11 carries, 76 yards. Michigan City, 14 pass plays, 8 rushing plays. They've got 142 yards. The score is dead even. Warsaw facing third down and 7 from their own 39-yard line. Davis wing left, Brock wing right. Here comes Davis in motion. They're going to hand it off to Duncan up the middle. They get across the 40 to the 41-yard line. That's a gain of 2 yards and fourth down.
And there's 55 on the tackle.
Yep, Holly with the tackle. And here comes the punt team out for the Tigers. Warsaw only punted 12 times all last season. So Michigan City gets a stop near the midfield stripe. And Mason Smythe will punt the ball. Two men will be deep for Michigan City. I think they have too many guys in the field. I think they have 12. He's counting. Smythe will punt the ball. They have two guys back inside the 25. Good snap. Kick is away. It's a beautiful punt. Spiraling punt. It'll be taken at the 15-yard line by Harvell. He slips. Now comes left. Looking for a block and gets it. 25, 30. Quentin Brock steams him up and brings him down at the 35-yard line. That's a terrific punt by Smythe. But a 20-yard return for Harvell, the touchdown maker. And it's first down and 10 for Michigan City with 11:03 left to play here in quarter two in a 7-7 game.
And so far, both offenses, you know, you alluded to it earlier, Roger, both offenses just doing what they do. That's their bread and butter. You know, everyone, you know, local listening to this broadcast is very familiar with what we do. And frankly, Michigan City is doing what they do.
First down at 10 Wolves from the near hash mark at their own 35. Treniston Hart standing at the 30 waiting the snap, gets the snap. Three-man rush, looking, fires it deep down the middle of the field, and it's going to be caught. Laurent makes the catch at the 20-yard line. He'll be tackled at the 14-yard line. There were all kinds of Tigers down there, Andy, yep. And none of them saw the ball coming until it was too late.
Just got to think, too, on that one. You know, if you're unable to make that play on defense, you know, there's something to be said for maybe just taking out that receiver and taking the 15-yard penalty.
51 yards on the pass play. Hart takes the snap again, hands off to G, sidesteps one man, sidesteps another, and he will be shoved to the ground just before he gets out of bounds at the 11-yard line. That's a gain of 3 yards. Matthew Flores Ortega. Sound familiar? Big brother, Herman. This one plays on defense. Herman was a great running back for the Tigers. And Matthew, a sophomore at 5'8", 170, pressed into duty here at Fisher Field. It is second down and 7 coming up for the Wolves, trying to take the lead. G lines up to the left of Hart. Takes a snap, rolling left. Looking, sets up. Fires to the corner of the end zone, and it's incomplete. That one went through the hands of Laurent near the goal line, and it'll be third down and 7 coming up for Michigan City.
So, again, much like the first quarter, this play will be crucial to this drive. If Tigers can keep them out of the end zone and force a field goal. I'm not convinced they'd try a field goal, but.
No, I don't think they would.
Just after seeing that point after attempt.
No, and the fact that they passed up.
Right.
A field goal from.
Fourth and goal.
Makeable range to go for it on fourth and goal from the 18-yard line.
Yep.
Hart takes the snap. Play action fake, drops back, plows it out, throws it too high. Incomplete. Pass intended for Damarian Evans. Fourth down and 7 from the 12-yard line, from the 11-yard line, and they're going to go again.
Yep.
Based on the last kick, this kick, if he kicked it that far, it wouldn't make it.
No. Nope. Good pressure there by Grady Nelson up front.
Now we have whistles and a stoppage. Michigan City is going to take – nope, Warsaw is going to take a timeout. Chris Huber and Jake Calhoun want to get their team ready for this final play of this drive, perhaps. Fourth down coming up, Warsaw 7, Michigan City 7, back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Maness with you at Fisher Field on opening night. Warsaw 7, Michigan City 7, and again the Wolves get in the red zone. And they're facing fourth down and 7 from the Tiger 11. Harville comes in motion at slow motion and now whistles sound. And what?
Well, these guys like to blow the whistle.
There's no flag.
Right.
The officials want to stop something. Harville goes off the field.
I don't know if he had an equipment issue.
So does Hart.
So de facto timeout.
The play clock is running, and the quarterback is standing on the sidelines. And they're running people all over the place. Again, I wonder how many people they have on the field. Now they see Evans run off the field. 9 on the play clock, now 8. Now we have whistles. Another stoppage. Man, that's a break for Michigan City. That play clock was creeping down on a big play. That's 3 official timeouts that we've had so far. Right. 2 just on this sequence. Again, it's 4th down and 7 from the Tiger 11 in a tie game early in quarter 2. Hart takes the snap, looking left all the way. Lofts it up to the corner of the end zone, and it's going to be caught. Who's got the ball? The official's giving us no signal.
No signal.
Egoff's got the ball for the Tigers. It's a touchback. Egoff came away with the ball in Warsaw's.
They said incomplete pass.
They said incomplete pass.
Incomplete pass.
The official waved his arm like this to say touchback.
Either way, we'll take the ball.
All right. So, again, they get inside the red zone, and they come away with nothing. And they are going to mark the ball at the 11. Andy, you're right. Wow.
Turn of events twice. 2 drives.
Crazy. So Warsaw takes over from their 11 with 9:55 left to play here in the second quarter. And a 7-7 game. Sullivan in the backfield. And he's got Duncan behind him. And whistle sound. Illegal procedure against the Tigers. Half the distance, move the ball inside the 10. Looks like the Chili Cheese Nachos are the favorite tonight. Looking down below, everybody's getting a little bit of a snack. It's been a herky-jerky start to this game for the most part. So it's first down and 15.
Yep.
Almost. Sullivan again up the middle. Duncan will get good yardage out to the 10. That's a gain of 3. It'll be second down and 12 coming up for the Tigers. Under 10 minutes left to play first half. Warsaw and Michigan City tied at 7. Warsaw on a long drive. Drew Sullivan capped off with a 3-yard run. 2 plays later, a long pass play from Hart to Harville. Got the Wolves even.
Take one of those long patented Warsaw Tiger drives right here.
Sullivan under center. Runs right, pitches back. This is Evan Davis, and Davis is dropped back at the 8-yard line for a loss of 7 yards, and now it's 3rd and very long here for the Tigers. And this is obviously not a place the Tigers want to live in very often.
No.
Davis caught the ball, and I don't know how far he would have got, but you could see in his eyes he wasn't sure where to run.
Well, you can just see we ran it to the right there, right into the the teeth of Adrian Holley, and it didn't work out. I'm not saying he made the tackle, but just his presence there.
And now the Warsaw Tigers are going to have to take another timeout because play clock was going to run out on them. 8:38 left to play in the half. Warsaw 7, Michigan City 7. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Maness, Austin Elder back at Fisher Field. 8:38 left to play in the half. Warsaw 7, And Michigan City 7. The Tigers facing third and very long here. Very undesirable spot. Third down and 14 from their 7-yard line. Sullivan, play action fake, rolling left, looking, fires it on the run. Got a man open. It's Egoff outside the 25, and he'll be thrown out of bounds at the 28-yard line. That's a 21-yard pass play. And that's the first time that Sullivan's completed a pass since he was a sophomore 2 years ago.
And even though we had three wide receivers, I still think that Michigan City thought we were going to run the ball.
Yeah, they did.
They weren't believing what they were seeing.
But at the snap, you could see the linebackers rushing forward, and that's exactly what Warsaw wanted. 8.5 minutes left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw with a first down that gets them out of jail. They're now at the 28-yard line. Sullivan sends Davis in motion, going to pitch it back to him. Got a block, 30. Oh, and then he gets stood up and run over. Michael Crawford with the tackle after a gain of 2. And again, you see Davis get to a point where he sees the hole close.
Yep.
And he just kind of, I don't want to say he froze up, but he almost came to a complete stop.
Yep.
Second down and 8. But again, every play Warsaw runs keeps that Michigan City
That's
offense
right.
sitting over there on the sidelines.
Yep, and I know Coach Curtis is absolutely fine with 2 or 3 yard gains. Absolutely fine with it.
You get 4 3-yard gains, you get a first down.
That's right.
That's the way he looks at it.
Yep.
Sullivan from the 30, ball near the near hash mark. Runs it up the middle with Hoffert, and Hoffert with some room as he squirts through there past the 35 out to the 36-yard line. That's a gain of 6 yards and sits up 3rd down and 2 for the Tigers. A year ago, on third down, Warsaw was just 37%. That's not very good, largely because they did so poorly on first and second downs. But they were 65% on fourth down, which is outrageously good. 3rd down and 2. Again, Hoffert in the backfield. You have Tucker Reed as the wing on the left side. Brock on the right. Option play. Hoffert up the middle. He's got the first down, I think. Oh, wait a minute. No, look at where they marked the ball is short of the first down. Where are they going to put the ball down at? Looks like they're going to call it no gain. It's going to be 4th down and 1.5 yards.
I think they're going to go.
They're going to bring Hunter Dippin into the game as an extra offensive lineman. Warsaw looking over to the sideline to get the play. 6:40 left to play in the half. Warsaw and Michigan City tied at 7. 10 in the play clock as the Tigers slowly come to the line of scrimmage. Now 6, now 5, now 4. Sullivan, option play, is going to keep it. He'll turn upfield. He's diving for the first down. Out past the 40 to the 41-yard line. That's a gain of 4 yards, and that's adequate to move the chains for the Tigers.
You just see there from Drew Sullivan, you just see experience there. You know, just patient, not forcing things, waiting for holes to develop. And once he sees the hole develop, that's where, you know, he dives for that first down.
6th first down for the Tigers here in the opening half. And we are at the midpoint of quarter number 2. Warsaw in a tie game with Michigan City on opening night. Sullivan and the rest of the team looks at their wristbands to secure the play.
Ooh.
And Sullivan's going to take back and draw back to throw. And he barely got his back foot down the first time before he got absolutely run over. That is Julius Hurd, who came right over the center and ran right into Drew as he literally took his first step back from the center.
You don't see that very often with this, especially with this offensive line, but credit Hurd that he was back there in a split second.
It's a loss of 4 in the play. First down, or 2nd down and 14 now for the Tigers. Play clock at 7. Warsaw's going to have to hurry or they're going to have to take their last time out. Sullivan under center. Takes the snap, pitches left. Brock turns upfield, 50, 45, 40. He's got a blocker, 35, 30, 25, 20. Quinton Brock will go all the way. Touchdown, Tigers. 63 yards, QB for the TD. And Warsaw's got the lead back.
And just great blocking up front. And again, run into that left side. I know I've said it probably 8-9 times, but just run into that left side. The holes are there, and we saw it right there.
I am so proud of that kid.
Yep.
He had such a rough year last year, and he told me in the summer, I'm going to get better, and he surely has. Smythe now to add the extra point. Snap, spot, kick is away, and book it. 14-7 Warsaw, 5:03 left to play here in the second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. That's an 89-yard drive for the Tigers, capped off by Quentin Brock's thrilling run around the outside to the left. He was actually between the numbers and the hash mark. I think he would have made it. It wouldn't have been as close if he would have slid out a little farther.
Yep,
but
yep.
He had the scoreboard in sight, and he was not varying off of it.
Nope. Just a great run by Quentin.
Two kickoffs, two touchbacks for Mason Smythe. He'll try to make it 3 out of 3. And finally, the whistle sounds. And Smythe will put his foot to it, and he'll bounce it down the field. Bouncing, 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 taken at the 9-yard line. 10, 15, 20, look out, 25, and out of bounds at the 37-yard line. So that's a 28-yard kickoff return to the best field position that Michigan City has had so far tonight.
It was Tristan Wilson on the tackle there, a great open field tackle. I could see that one going for a little bit longer, and Tristan just got his head in there and stopped him cold.
4:58 left. Again, Michigan City's done most of their damage through the air. And now let's see what happens here. The Wolves down by 7, not really sweating it. They know they can score from anywhere on the field. Hart, quick throw near side, caught. But the guy who made the catch was Kyron Hart, who caught it falling down. Ends up being a gain of 7 yards out to the 44. Second down and 3 coming up. The clock continues to run with 4:40 left in the first half. Update from Miami, Cubs 3, Marlins 2. That's in the top of the 5th.
We have a rare occurrence in that game. Pete Crow Armstrong with an inside the park home run.
That's the difference in the game right now. Second down and 3. Treniston Hart. The quarterback takes a snap. Ooh, he hands off, and look out. Damarian Evans got rocked. Was that?
That was Cam Kaufman.
Yeah, it was. Cam Kaufman makes the stop for the Tigers. That's a loss of 4 yards back inside the 40, and it's third down and almost 8 coming up for Michigan City.
That play by Cam was just not unlike what the Michigan City's defensive tackle just did. He was in that backfield in a half a second.
Well, I stopped. The hesitation there was because I almost said Isaac Beam, because that's what he said on plays like that all last year.
Yep.
It looked a lot like what Isaac did all last season. Third down and almost 8 coming up for the Wolves. 3.5 minutes left to play in the half. Hart takes the shotgun snap. Plenty of time. Throws far side. Got a man open, and he makes the catch. Pitter-pat foot at the 50-yard line. And the catch is made by Kyron Hart. Hart makes the catch, and that's a first down for Michigan City right at the midfield stripe.
Those out routes for Michigan City have been devastating for our defense so far today, just wide open. And, in fact, that catch earlier, a couple plays ago, could have gone for a lot further if that receiver hadn't fallen down.
First and 10 for Michigan City. Option play. Hart's going to keep it. He'll dance to the right. He's got 5. He's got 10 up the sidelines, and he slips and goes down at the Tiger 37-yard line. That's a 13-yard gain and another first down for the Wolves.
Just an option keeper. And you can see the athleticism of Hart right there.
That's 9. That's 9 first downs for Michigan City. And yet they trail Warsaw 14-7. They said he went out of bounds, apparently. So the clock has stopped with 3:22 left to play in the half. Michigan City has 2 timeouts. Moreland is in the game. He lines up on the left. And they will hand off to G, and he's going to get thrown to the ground. And this time it's Mason Cambridge who made the stop. Forward progress is back at the Wolf 41. So it's still a loss of four on the play, and it'll bring up second down and 14.
And we talked about this defensive front for Warsaw, if they could get through that offensive line and those last couple plays by Gabrich and Kaufman looked real good.
Well, if this front can stay healthy, they are going to be as much of a force as last year's front was. And that's almost blasphemous to say, but it's true.
Right.
Hart takes the snap, drops back, three-man rush, throws it out far side. Kyron Hart with the catch, and he's immediately tackled. Fletcher Pohl on the stop at the Tiger 35-yard line. So that's a gain of 7 yards. And it brings up third down and 8 for Michigan City. The clock starting to run down at 2:24. Now left to play in the first half. Tigers 14, Michigan City 7. And the Tigers will get the kickoff to start the third quarter. Wide side of the field is the near side. Robbie Strawn's out here one-on-one against Anthony Murphy. Here comes Kyron Hart in motion. Trinnison takes a snap, rolling left, being pressured, steps up the pocket. He's going to be hit. He gets away for one moment, but not the second. The Tigers swarm to him and get their second sack of the opening half of the season back at the 44-yard line. That's a loss of 9 yards on the play. Grady Nelson is going to get at least half that sack. And with 1:33 left, the clock runs. And it looks like a punting unit is running onto the field here for Michigan City. And now we're going to have a whistle and a stoppage, and the Wolves are going to take timeout. 1:23 left to play in the half, 14-7. Warsaw with the lead. Fourth down coming up for Michigan City after this on News Now Warsaw. We're down to 1:23 left in the half. The punting unit ran on the field for Michigan City, but the offense is back out there. They went for it on fourth and goal from the 18, so they're going to go for it on fourth and 16 from the 44. Not so sure the punting thing isn't the – it's the more conventional play. I won't say smarter.
Right.
Back to throw is hard on fourth down, and I think Michigan City jumped.
No, timeout.
Warsaw took their final timeout.
They jumped.
It looked like both receivers on that side went way before the snap of the ball. We're going to keep it here this time. 14-7 Warsaw, 1:21 left to play in the first half. Stay tuned. Coming up at halftime, we'll run down the scoring of this first half. Then we'll get you 2 minutes of local news from Dan Spaulding. We'll come back and give you scores from other games. Steve is updating the scoreboard. You can watch him as he updates it at newsnowwarsaw.com. Hover over sports, and you'll see scoreboard 24-25. That's where we get the scores from. You can get them even before we read them to you. So keep that in mind. And then we'll look at the first half stats brought to you by Altifer Bergen. Now, this is the beauty, the pressure that Warsaw, fully functioning on offense, puts on you.
Yep.
Because Warsaw has moved the ball very well. They scored on two of their three possessions.
And this is why I'm just scratching my head over this play call. If Michigan City doesn't get this, we have the ball essentially at midfield.
Well, and this is where Tyler Bush was such a threat a year ago, because they could snap it to him and he could pass it, run it, or punt it.
Right.
But they're lined up in an offensive formation on fourth down and 16. Hart takes a snap. Three-man rush, make it a four-man rush. Deep down the middle of the field, got a man open, and it's tipped away. Incomplete. Tristan Wilson got two hands on it, couldn't reel it in. The Tigers again stop Michigan City, and with 1:16 left, they've got the ball at their own 44-yard line.
Yep, just what I was talking about there, and that's a great play by Tristan Wilson there, and it's probably for the best that he dropped that interception, because he wouldn't. I don't know if he would have got back to the line of scrimmage that they're at right now. So we'll just say he didn't make that interception on purpose. Kind of a heady play there.
Well, if he does intercept it, Andy, he might still be running, because there was open field for at least 25 yards in front of him.
We'll call it equal.
Sullivan and the offense back out there with 1:16 left, leading 14-7, knowing that they're scheduled to get the kickoff in the third quarter. Sullivan back to throw, looking, fires it down the middle of the field, and it's overthrown. there were three Wolves back there around the intended target, Carson Chisholm. And again, that's the best outcome there, because if that ball would have been thrown where Carson could have caught it, there were three Wolves that are taller than he is that could have easily caught it and run it back. Don't mind the play call, though. Like to see them, if nothing else, put that play on film for everybody coming up on the schedule to see.
Yeah, it loosens them up a little bit as well. You know, it's not neat cramming all nine of those defenders.
Michigan City has one timeout left. Sullivan will hand off up the middle, and it's Duncan on the carry across the 45 to the 46-yard line. It's a gain of two. Third down, a minute to go. Michigan City again has one timeout left. They can't stop this. If Warsaw wants to run the clock out in the half, it would be tricky doing it, but they can do it. Third down and eight. Tight formation. Brock on the right. Davis on the left. They're going to pitch it to Davis. He'll turn up field. He got a block. 50. He's to the near sideline. Stays in bounds. He stopped short of the first down at the 48-yard line. And Michigan City now is going to take their final timeout with 26 seconds left to play here in the first half. We're going to keep it here. The next break we take will be the break going into halftime. 14-7 Warsaw. What a first half.
Well, you just got to think, though, if we can get 15, 20 yards here, Mason's definitely got the leg to put three on the board.
You would need, let's see, I think 15 yards realistically.
And that's saying something for a high school kicker.
Yeah.
You know?
You're looking at right now they're at the 48-yard line. It's fourth down and two. Realistically, you'd want to get the ball inside the 35-yard line. So they're looking at between 10 and 15 yards.
Yep.
Again, he hit from 52. So he has the leg. Again, the flag at the south end is limp. And actually, the Fribbley flag, number 77, is flying underneath it. But neither one of them are moving. So this will be, talk about play calls.
Right.
Fourth down and two from the Michigan City 48 with 26 seconds left. Now, Smythe, look at this. Smythe is in the game, and they're going max protect on this punt. Quentin Brock is in there. They snap it back to Smythe, and he punts it away. And it's a high, wobbly spiral, and it's going to land at the 15. It's going to roll to the 12, to the 11, and it will make it almost to the 10-yard line. And the clock keeps running this whole time. It's down to 11.9 seconds. But they didn't have a ton. I can't believe that guy didn't run up and try to get it and take off with it.
I think both teams are content to head to the locker room with the score. I'd be shocked if Michigan City ran a play here.
See, I'd be stunned if they didn't.
Well,
you've got guys on that field. Look, they've already had a 64-yard pass play for a touchdown.
I just think the risk is that it's greater than the reward, but that's why I coach baseball.
You keep saying that. You just keep saying that. I'm good with that. The Wolves are lining up in an offensive position. Hart standing at about the 5-yard line. Harvell is standing behind him. He's got two wideouts right, one left, and they run Harvell up the middle, and he's going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage and stopped at the 10-yard line. And that was Schultz on a running blitz. The clock's going to run out to end the half. And we go into halftime on opening night here at Fisher Field with Warsaw in front, 14-7 over Michigan City. We'll run through the scoring plays after this timeout on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 14, Michigan City 7 here at the intermission. We had three scoring plays in the first half. After Michigan City marched the ball down, had first and goal inside the Tiger 10-yard line, a sack and a penalty moved them back to the 18, and on fourth and goal from the 18, they went for it and didn't make it. An incomplete pass. The Tigers took over from there and went 82 yards down the field and marched it into the end zone on a 3-yard run by Drew Sullivan with 1:25 left in the opening quarter. The extra point by Mason Smythe was good, and it was 3-0 Warsaw. Michigan City, two offensive plays later, got a 64-yard pass play from Treniston Hart to Jamin Harville with 48 seconds left to play in the quarter. The extra point was good, and that kick was taken by Jonathan Zacknoon, and it was 7-7. The Tigers then got a first down and then had to punt for the first time in the night. Michigan City looked like they were marching down to where they were going to score again. Again, they got inside the red zone, and again, they were turned away by the Tigers after Michigan City went for it on 4th and 7 from the 11-yard line. And the Tigers then took it from the 11 and marched her right back down the field. And with 5:03 left to play in the half, Quentin Brock went 64 yards around the left end all the way to the south end zone. Smythe added the extra point. The Tigers led it 14-7, and that's where we stand here at halftime. Tigers 14, Michigan City 7. When we come back, Dan Spalding's got news. We'll look at your scores, and we got the first half stats. All ahead here on Warsaw Tiger Football on News Now Warsaw.